Hello, fantasy managers. Welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, part of the Pitchless Podcast Network. My name is Carson Picard. I'll be your host for this weekend edition of the pod. Let's get into everything baseball related from Saturday, August 8th. And I've just got a handful of news and notes here. Carson Bench, x-rays negative. He left the game after running into the wall yesterday, or rather a couple days ago. He was still out of the lineup yesterday, but is not going to suffer any major injury as a result. Aaron Nola left the start yesterday after being hit with a comebacker, left knee contusion for him, but hopefully nothing too major. Maybe we'll miss one turn in the rotation. Shouldn't be that much, though. A couple rehab starts and recovery updates here. Carlos Rodon and Adley Rutschman have both started their rehab assignments, and Noah Schultz has been optioned to AAA after a rough stretch and a pretty unfortunate, if funny, start yesterday. We are in the dog days of summer, the dog days of the season. We've got about 45 days left of the games left of the regular season, rather. This is always the part of the year after the trade deadline where teams are going to be a little more creative with their starts, with sitting their players, making pushes, or just trying to keep everyone healthy. So do be aware of all lineup changes and everything that's going on, because it is that time of year when the grind really hits for teams. Now, speaking of the grind and notable things, we go to the notable performances, and this was a great day for hitting. A lot of cool performances, a lot of good ones, but my hitter of the day is someone who didn't have one extra base hit. He didn't have three. Jack Caglione went 4-for-4 with two home runs and two doubles for a 4-for-4, 12 total base day. This was an excellent performance. This was one of those that, you know, if you've been paying attention, Jack Caglione has had a pretty solid season, maybe not blowing the cover off the ball and blowing things out of the water. But overall, I think he's been really stellar. This is a nice performance that is a cherry on top of a really solid sophomore campaign. Chandler Simpson goes 2-for-4 with the stolen base. Josh Naylor, he was a runner-up for the hitter of the day here. 3-for-4 with a pair of home runs, a double, and a stolen base, basically providing all of the Mariners' offense in their loss to the Rays. Andy Páez goes 2-for-4 with a stolen base and a walk. Rhys Hoskins, 2-for-3, home run and a walk against the Twins. Angel Gunnau goes 2-for-3 and a home run for the Guardians rookie. Jackson Holliday, 2-for-3, double, his home run and a walk. Not too many home runs for Holliday, but he has been steadily decent over the last month and a half. And perhaps Holliday is never going to be able to live up to that top prospect hype. Maybe he has a breakout later down the road. Nevertheless, has been steady for the certainly not steady Orioles. Jake McCarthy, this is an insanely good game. 4-for-5, pair of home runs, pair of stolen bases. McCarthy has not been excellent on like an expected batting average and ex-woba kind of angle. But if you're a fantasy manager, I think Jake McCarthy, just you should have him on your roster. He's been outstanding. Even in shallow leagues, like, he's been outstanding, worth an ad, OPS over 800 with some stolen base upside, plays in Coors Field. So he's got a lot of boost there. Really excellent season for McCarthy. Cole Kerrig goes 2-for-4 with a pair of doubles and a stolen base. Ivan Herrera, 3-for-5 and a pair of doubles. Max Clark, 2-for-5 with a triple. Kalen Culpepper in his second MLB game goes 0-for-1. But not only does he get a walk, he's hit by a pitch twice in a painful but productive day. Jake Mangum goes 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles and a stolen base. Nathan Lukes, 3-for-6 and a home run. Vlad Guerrero Jr. hits his seventh home run of the year and goes 2-for-4 with a walk. Xavier Edwards goes 2-for-4 with a double. Wade Meckler, pretty much the only person that did anything for the Angels yesterday, 2-for-4 with a double at the top of the lineup. And Jamai Jones, how about this performance? The Red Sox do a weird thing where they use like a utility or bench guy at the top of their lineup and the one in the leadoff slot, which is weird. Jamai Jones makes it work, though. 3-for-5 with a pair of doubles and two stolen bases and an outstanding performance. George Lombard Jr. goes 2-for-3 with a home run and the walk, and the Yankees young guns were getting it done. Spencer Jones goes 2 for 3 with a triple and a stolen base. And Ben Rice, I didn't even list him on here, but he also gathers a home run in the Yankees win. That is the notable hitting performances. Check out the Daily Batters Box article for more information on these hitters and more. I'm going to take a short break and I'll come back with my starting pitching, the reliever report, and a preview of today's games. See you in a bit. Welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast. We now move on to the starting pitching from yesterday, the most notable performances. And in a kind of strange pitching day where there was a handful of aces, there was also a handful of back-end rotation pieces. It's part of the year, like I was saying earlier, where the rotations are just all out of whack. One guy absolutely held the rock down, and it was not against the greatest lineup in the world, but nevertheless, Sandy Alcantara was fantastic. 7 innings, no earned runs, 3 hits, 1 walk, 8 Ks on 103 pitches, 13 whiffs, 26 CSW percent. But of course, Sandy's not really a guy that is a big whiff and called strike person in general. So CSW is going to be a little pessimistic on him anyway. Here's the deal though. The sinker, it's sinking. It is missing barrels and it is really being effective. And for Sandy Alcantara, I mean, he pitches in such a classic way. If he gets up in the count, he's tough to beat early in the count because his pitches are designed to avoid damage. And when it's working like this and he's commanding it well, the secondary is just going to wipe you out. And that's what happens here. 8 Ks on 7 innings. He has 3 straight scoreless outings, 18 strikeouts in 20 innings as well. So Sandy has been fantastic. ERA around 3.5 right now. Been one of the better pitchers in the second half. George Kirby goes 5 innings, 1 earned run, 4 hits, 2 walks, just 2 strikeouts on 99 pitches, 12 whiffs, 22 CSW percent. How am I supposed to butter my bread? You know, what have you. It's been a weird year for George Kirby. It's been a weird year for the Mariners rotation. I feel like I say that every week, but he's just been kind of not really able to find that extra gear. Nevertheless, solid start on a run prevention standpoint. Yoshinobu Yamamoto, 5 2/3, no earned runs, 3 hits, 3 walks on 6 Ks, 107 pitches, not terribly efficient, 9 whiffs, 27 CSW percent. The strikeouts to walks for Yamamoto have just not been good this year. Strikeouts to walks aren't everything, but they are a lot. And I always come out of these episodes like I know the ERA is crazy low for Yamamoto, but I'm always just a little skeptical. It might be late for your trade deadlines, but Yamamoto, I always feel like I'm a little bearish on his stock. Brandon Pfaadt went 7 innings, no earned runs, 2 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts against the Dodgers, 93 pitches, 10 whiffs, 25% CSW. And this is one of the first times all year I really looked into Brandon Pfaadt's, what he's been up to. Wow. This used to be a fastball sweeper guy, and Pfaadt has not made his sweeper his third most pitch. I believe it's fourth or even fifth in his arsenal. He did not throw it pretty much at all in this start, largely because the platoon splits for it. But Pfaadt, sinker change guy, fascinating development, and it seems to be working for him. A little less swing and miss, it's a little less sexy, but it's been more effective, sub-4 ERA and the run prevention standpoint. So, you know, pitchers are weird. If you're crafty enough and you can make things work and you're talented enough, you can do some nice things. Good start for Pfaadt against a admittedly sputtering but still talented Dodgers lineup. Gavin Williams, man, 5 2/3, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks, 102 pitches. This was not the most overpowering, but 14 whiffs, 28 CSW percent, A+ PLV grade. It's another excellent or really solid entry in the second half surge from Gavin Williams. Jackson Jobe, this was the headline news here. 5 innings, no earned runs, 1 hit, 1 walk, 4 Ks, 71 pitches, 9 whiffs, 27 CSW percent. The fastball sat at 98.3, 17 inches of induced vertical break, slider at 90.1. So it is sitting hard and hot. This is a good outing that I would maybe have as my pitcher of the day if it flashed a little more swing and miss, if it flashed a little more length, but I understand the conditions and the situation. Encouraging, very, very encouraging if you are a Jobe owner. Jacob DeGrom went 5 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 1 walk, 9 strikeouts on 88 pitches. God, I've been waiting for DeGrom to do this for so long. 13 whiffs, 33 CSW percent. He just got strikes again, man. He's been so good. Him and Skeens have been so good and so not fortunate in the box score. And it always feels like it's just a minor little tweak to get it locked in again. It feels like it's a couple cents out of tune if you're a musician. And you know what that means. Either way, this is a great outing from DeGrom, and I love seeing Jacob DeGrom pitch. Taj Bradley went 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 5 hits, 2 walks, 7 Ks, 97 pitches against the Milwaukee Brewers, 13 whiffs, 31 CSW percent. Fastball touched 101.1. That is the career best for Taj Bradley by a considerable margin. He had touched triple digits a handful of times in his MLB career, but that one was a lot. So it's a pretty, I mean, the run prevention isn't very good, but there's some nice things coming out of it. Maybe he was just encouraged by Jacob Mizorowski, who we'll talk about in a bit. Gage Jump went 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 6 hits, 2 walks, and 11 strikeouts with 100 pitches for a Gallows pulled, 19 whiffs, 35 CSW percent. Gage Jump, the rookie, has he's got some jump in his arm. Let's put it that way. I'll spare you from more terrible jokes. Give the Plus Pitch podcast a listen if you want to hear more about all these pitchers and then some, and check out Nick and Jake's daily SP roundups. We move on now to the reliever reports, where I tell you who saved it and who blew it. Again, another day with just a ton of saves. David Bednar picks up his 26th save of the year for the New York Yankees. Hogan Harris, his 10th for the Wandering A's. Lazaro Estrada picks up his first save of the year for the Toronto Blue Jays. Nate Pearson, his 2nd for the Chicago Cubs. Trevor Meehl picks up his 21st for the Milwaukee Brewers. Mason Miller, his 29th for the San Diego Padres. Jordan Romano, his 10th for the Colorado Rockies. Grant Taylor, his 6th for the Chicago White Sox, going into that role a lot more. Jack Dreyer picks up his first save of the year for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Hey, I wonder why. Brian Baker picks up his 34th save for the Tampa Bay Rays. Oh, why did Jack Dreyer get the save? Well, it's because Edwin Diaz blew it again. There were worse performances, but Edwin Diaz, 1 inning, 2 hits, both triples, back-to-back triples. I don't think that has happened many times before. 1 earned run, 1 walk, does get a strikeout, is able to gut it out, and the Diamondback are not able to walk this one off. It goes to extras. The Dodgers would end up winning in 10. Oh, boy. What's really funny is, despite allowing a 1 run in 1 inning, he lowers his ERA, despite, now down to 10.8. But, look, the Dodgers bullpen is really good, but man, you were kind of hoping Edwin Diaz could secure things up and really take it to the next level. Maybe don't keep him active if you're a fantasy manager. Anyway, check out Rick Graham's weekly articles for his take on every bullpen situation in the league. As we now move forward to look at today's full slate of games, some games I want to highlight. The Twins at the Brewers, it is Connor Prelip versus Jacob Mizorowski. And we'll see how fast the ridiculous righty can throw. Tigers at Giants is Troy Melton versus Logan Webb. Great matchup here between two really interesting pitchers. The Guardians at the White Sox, Joey Quintillo versus Davis Martin, two of my favorite pitchers in baseball. But my game of the day, a bit of an odd one here, but I'm going to say the Blue Jays at the Phillies. It is Shane Bieber versus Jesus Luzardo. I think Shane Bieber's a really interesting pitcher this year. He's an ERA north of 5, but he's had enough decent starts. I don't want to write him off. And Jesus Luzardo is an ace. And so we will see these two teams go at it. That is going to be my game of the day. And that's going to be the First Pitch podcast today. For a deeper dive on everything baseball, hop on to pitcherlist.com for further access. Sign up for PL Plus or PL Pro to gain access to the Discord, PLV apps that support the Pitcherlist staff like myself. So finally, my name is Carson Picard. You can find me at the First Pitch podcast. So close. Shallows podcast. You know why you can find me on the First Pitch podcast. The Shallows podcast, my great co-host Eric Henriksen, as well as on the website, formerly known as Twitter, at Carson Picard PL. Thank you so much for listening. Good luck with the rest of your weeks. Bless the knees, bless the elbows. Take care, you guys.